Today's episode of Ariel Helwani's MMA show contains explicit language that may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ariel Helwani's MMA show!
Hello, everyone. It's really me. It doesn't sound like me, but it's really me back in your life, Ariel Helwani in the flesh. I can't thank you all enough for being here. This is a huge, huge, huge honor for me. You know, we've done one of these before back in June in Chicago. And any of you were there? This man was there. Wow, holy smokes. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you. And it was an incredible time, maybe the most fun that I've ever had doing anything in my career. And as you may know, we started out this show back in 2009 with AOL.com, and then it moved over to SB Nation, Vox Media, and now with ESPN. And for the longest time, New York Rick and I used to talk about doing a live show and giving back to the people, because I've always felt like I work for the people, like I work for you. I'm the people's reporter. I don't just say that. I feel like you guys have saved my job over the years and have been so loyal to me, and I want to do everything to repay you. And so this is a small way of repaying you. And when ESPN said that we could start doing these, I was thrilled. But I didn't just want to do any kind of show, right? I want to do something a little fun. And so we came up with the Nose World Order Trivia Challenge, because I've always felt like, A, I have a big nose, and B, trivia for UFC / MMA stuff would be a lot of fun. We did a show many years ago when I was working for Fox, and I thought I did well. They didn't renew it, but hey, here we are, kicking ass, right? Yes. Now, again, I apologize for my voice. I'm not sick. I just lost it. By the end of the night, I'll probably lose it for good, and then they'll be very mad with me tomorrow when I have a lot of other work to do, but we'll worry about that later. Again, thank you so much to all of you. You don't want to hear much more from me. You want to see the fighters. You want to hear the questions. There's audience participation, so please be on your toes. There's going to be a meet and greet afterwards. I hope you love the beanies. How cool are the beanies, right? How great is that? Where else do you get this kind of love? You don't get this kind of love anywhere else, right? And there's one person in particular that I just want to thank off the top. A young woman named Elizabeth Fearman, who works at ESPN. Without her, none of this is possible. She does all this stuff. Her team, Tessa, TST, Troy in the back, the whole team here at Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club at the Link Promenade. Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club? Me, little Jewish boy from Montreal at Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club? How did this happen? This is all very surreal. And of course, the most loyal friend you could ever find, the one and only New York Rick in attendance as well, my partner in crime from way back when. So we're all here. We're going to have a blast. You guys are getting involved afterwards, meet and greet, Q&A as well. But that's it for me. We're going to talk to these fighters. We're going to introduce them. So let's do this, because it's going to be a lot of fun. By the way, Stipe Miocic won the first one back in June. He was a bit of a surprise winner, if I do say so myself. Let's see what transpires here tonight. You guys ready? You guys excited? I'm excited. I'm so honored that you guys are here. Really, this means the world to me. So thank you all. All right, without further ado, let's say hello to the fighters. First up, this man is attempting to unseat the GOAT on February 8th in Houston, Texas. He is a rising star in the UFC. He is the man who is going to walk into Houston, Texas on February 8th and try to take down the man they call the GOAT, Johnny Bones Jones. He is trying to become the light heavyweight champion of the UFC. And earlier today, he stood toe-to-toe with John Jones and, dare I say, got under his skin. He is the one and only, the undefeated Dominic Reyes. Dominic Reyes in the house. Thank you so much, my man. How about Dominic Reyes? By the way, I have to ask, what did John say to you, and what did you say to him when you guys were squaring off? Tell us. Is that on? Yes?
Yeah, John, this guy. he said, well, I think he felt like I got the better of him at the face-off, so he wanted to run it back. And he looked at me and he said, do you really think you could beat me? Hell yeah, I think I could beat you. Let's go. And I don't even remember, man. He was just saying things like, I don't know. But I got under his skin, though, for sure. I mean, I've never seen John like that. And I wasn't even trying to make him mad. I was just talking to him. So, yeah.
All right. Well done, Dominic Reyes. He is the first man on the stage. Our second contestant is also fighting on February 8th in Houston, Texas. He is the pride of Houston, Texas. He is one of the most beloved fighters in the history of the UFC. He is the one and only, the Black Beast himself, Derek Lewis. Derek Lewis. Look at this man. The Black Beast up in this. How are you, my friend? Thank you very much.
Hello, hello.
Derek has no idea what he's doing here. He has no idea.
I really don't.
But I'm happy you're here, Derek.
I thought it was Jimmy Kimmel, so what is this?
It's the Helwani Show. All right, so there's Derek Lewis in the house. He meets Aleer Latifi on February 8th. Our third contestant is the winner of the Ultimate Fighter Live season. There's only been one Tough Live, and he won it. On January 25th in Raleigh, North Carolina, he's trying to take down the former lightweight champion, Rafael Dos Anjos, on his way to becoming a future UFC welterweight champion. He's trying to butter me up by what he's wearing. You'll see that in a second. He has called his shot. He has predicted victory. He has said that he is going to win this challenge. He's the one and only Michael Chiesa. It's like the Stanley Cup. You can't touch it until you actually win. Michael, thank you very much. You have called your shot, right? You have predicted victory.
I have predicted victory. Before I say anything else, I want to say happy birthday to my girlfriend, Kelsey. She's in the house. So happy birthday, Kelsey Joe. I love you. Let's do this. To you, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kelsey. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. And thank you to you and Kelsey, 30th birthday today, and you came and hung out with us. That's pretty amazing.
No better place to be.
Thank you very much. All right, our final contestant of the night. We have done this twice. We have never had a female contestant, and there was only one person to break that mold. She is the former UFC strawweight champion. She is the face of that division. She built that division off her shoulders with her own two hands, and on March 7th, right here in Las Vegas, she attempts to win back that title and become once again the face, the queen, Joanna champion herself, Joanna Jędrzejczyk, the pride of Poland in the house. Thank you for coming, Joanna. It's
Big check.
Yes. It's coming. Here's your microphone. Okay.
She might need a blanket. She got a dress on.
You need a blanket, say again?
Right? You need a blanket?
I'm hot.
Oh, okay.
All right. It's a family show, Derek. All right, guys, thank you so much to all of you. We're going to do some UFC trivia. Now, let me explain the rules very quickly, all right? Here we go. First round, I'm going to ask these individuals questions. Every right answer, you get 2 points, okay? But here's the thing. In each round, you get an ask a friend. So if I ask you a question, Joanna, and you don't know the answer, you can ask someone in the audience to help you out. They raise their hand. You can help them.
I'm definitely going to need your help.
All right, perfect. I like the confidence. Also, if she gets a question wrong, the person next to her, only the person next to her, can steal it. It doesn't go down the line. So if Derek doesn't know, Dominic could steal it. If Dominic doesn't know, and on we go. So first round questions, 2 points each. Second round is the newlywed game. The person with the most points gets teamed up with another competitor. They have to answer questions about each other. Then We also have Ask a Friend in that one, Ask a Friend per round. And then the final round is the lightning round. 60 seconds on the clock. I ask one question. They have to write as many answers as they can think of in that 60-second time period. 1 point per answer. Then we find out who's the champion. Does that make sense, everyone? Sort of?
Yes.
All right. We'll figure it out. Okay, here we go. New York Rick is over there counting. You're going to count the points, right, New York Rick?
I've got it.
You have one job. Does the mic work?
It doesn't.
Perfect.
I've got it.
Okay, you
so
count
we,
the points.
If we have the answer, would we just raise our hand? And then you
no, I go one at a time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, here we go. We're going to start off with UFC fighter nicknames. Very easy. We're going to start off very easily, Joanna. Fighter nickname. Now, I want to urge everyone, don't yell out the answer because you want to help them out, raise their hand, and it makes it not very fun if you yell out the answer. All right? Here we go, Joanna. You ready for this? This fighter, nicknamed the Demolition Man, is a former UFC title challenger that made his MMA debut in 1999. The Demolition Man, a European fighter who may or may not have fought very recently. Hey, no, wait, you're going to ask a friend? You don't know?
Yes. I need a help.
Okay, here we go. This fine individual, what's your name and where you're from?
JR from Bakersfield, California.
Oh! Respect. All right. Do you want to help out Joanna? You're sure you know this?
Yes. The man in question is Alistair Overeem.
Do you want to go with that answer, Alistair Overeem?
That's
you trust him?
Answer. I'm just checking it, yeah.
All right. Answer. 2 points for Joanna, Alistair
so
Overeem.
Much.
Well done, well done. Okay, next up, Michael Chiesa. This fighter, nicknamed Cowboy, has been a staple in the lightweight and welterweight divisions since his UFC debut in 2015.
That would be Alex Oliveira.
Well done, Michael Chiesa. Bit of a trick. All right.
That was a trick question.
Derek
I like
Lewis,
that.
This fighter, nicknamed Meatball, is the only female fighter from England to win in the UFC. You don't know this? Okay. This young woman right over here.
Come on, he needs a help.
All right, you're going to ask a friend, Derek. You don't know it?
No, I don't know it.
Okay, what's your name and where are you from?
I'm Kelly. I'm from London.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that either.
That's good. That's good. So you know the answer to this question?
Molly McCann.
Molly McCann. Do you trust her? You want to take that answer? Molly
Ooh,
McCann.
What's her name?
Molly McCann.
Molly?
Yes.
Molly McCann.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to go with that.
Molly McCann is correct. That's 2 points for Derek Lewis. All right. Dominic, you're up. This fighter nicknamed Violent Bob Ross was introduced to the UFC audience on The Ultimate Fighter Season 27.
That's Luis Peña.
Dominic Reyes, 2 points for you. All right. We move along now to referees. You know referees, right? Okay, here we go, Joanna. This man has been the referee for the most UFC fights ever with over 700.
Herb Dean.
Joanna Well done. 2 points for Joanna. This is getting interesting. Okay, Michael Chiesa. Who was the first female referee in UFC history making her debut in 2009?
Kim Winslow.
Wow. Michael Chiesa. No hesitation whatsoever. I like that, Michael. Okay, here we go, Derek. I've got high hopes for you. Okay. Derek, this is easy. Two men have appeared as both a fighter and a referee in the UFC. Name just one. Just one.
I think Dame Mariotta or something like that. John McCarthy.
Now you're saying this person has been a fighter
Who?
And a referee.
John McCarthy. Oh, it was the black dude with the dreads. Herb Dean.
But you named like three people.
He's been the ref. Fuck it.
No. You only get one ask a friend per round. You only get one ask a friend.
Okay. No, I can't.
You can't ask anyone.
So can I get a guess?
What?
Can I say Dan Herb Dean?
You're saying Herb Dean, final answer?
Yeah.
That's incorrect. Dominic, you want to steal it?
I do.
Yeah?
Can I ask a friend?
Have you asked someone yet? No. Okay, go ahead. All you have to do is name one of the two men who have fought in the UFC and also refereed a UFC fight. Sorry, Mike.
I'm wondering if it's true.
No.
Okay.
Who are we going with?
I like your style.
Okay, come over here, my man. Which guy? In the Reebok? Where?
Sweater.
Come to me. Come to me. Okay, here we go. What's your name?
I'm Kurt, and it's Frank Trigg.
Why didn't you say Frank? Do you want to go with that?
Yes.
Okay, he's right. Frank Trigg. The other, do you know the other one, Mike? Just for fun.
I knew it.
The other one is Dan Severn.
Oh.
All right. Okay. Now, Dominic, we get to go back to you because you stole one. This is big. Big John McCarthy made his UFC debut as a referee at what event?
Single digits.
UFC 2?
Wow. He nailed it. UFC 2. Dominic Reyes. UFC 2. Wow. Well done. Okay. Eric, can we get an update on the scores? Is your mic working yet?
It appears so.
Yes.
Okay, we've got Dominic in the lead, 6 points. Behind him, Michael and Joanna with 4 each.
And Derek pulling up the rear with 2.
All right, let's go. Now, let's go. Okay, the next category, European UFC fighters. This is right up your alley. All right, here we go. Okay. This UFC fighter from Belarus has won 17 fights in his UFC career.
Andrei Arlovski.
Wow.
Nice. Nice.
Finish. Didn't even let me finish. Okay, okay, okay.
That's a tough one.
Michael Chiesa. This hitman came to the UFC from Denmark in 2006.
Martin Hitman Camp, man.
Wow. Wow. Derek Lewis. Standing at nearly 7 feet tall, this Dutch fighter has made 23 appearances in the UFC since 2009. 7 foot tall Dutch fighter. Come on, Derek.
You got it.
Stefan Struve.
Yeah.
I'm Mark Hunt.
All right. Dominic Reyes, here we go. You ready? This fighter from Croatia won 5 UFC fights in his career after moving from Pride in 2007.
Krokop.
There we go.
All right, next one. UFC knockouts. Memorable UFC knockouts. You ready, Ioana?
I remember mine.
Yes. Which was your favorite?
Oh, I don't know. I shouldn't... say it, but no, I love Aldo and I love Conor, but...
No, your favorite, your personal, seconds. For your career.
I don't know. I don't care.
Okay. So many. It's hard for her to remember.
The one March 7th? When I'm fighting.
When
March
fight.
7th, yes.
John Wayne. Okay. You ready, Ioana? All right, here we go. This fighter was looking for a fight, quote-unquote, when he won the UFC welterweight title by TKO at UFC 69 in 2007. This is considered one of the biggest upsets in UFC history. What is the name of this fighter?
I need the help.
No, you already asked one person. You used it up for this round.
You told me that every question...
No, every round. It's still in the first round. Looking for a fight, UFC 69, 2007, big upset.
Come on, guys. You're so rude.
Welterweight title, UFC 69.
You got it.
10
you
seconds.
It.
Everyone.
You got it.
10.
No, don't cheat.
Silva.
Don't cheat. No cheat.
Oh. Silva.
What was that? Did she cheat?
She did.
That's an ESPN employee over there. Did she cheat it? Wow. Get out of here. Did you see that? Did she tell you? Did anyone else see this?
I saw it.
If anyone saw it, Chiesa saw it.
Did she get the point?
Yeah. I can't say.
No, I'm in last place.
Matt Serra.
I'm in last place. She can't get that point. Nope.
Silva, Matt Serra. Okay, I don't know the answer.
You didn't know the answer?
No.
Oh, okay. She doesn't want to take it. That's very honorable of her. All right, we will move on. Eric, are we giving her that, New York Greg?
No.
Oh, wow, okay, New York Greg. All right. Michael.
Yeah.
This worldly fighter became the first in UFC history to win by spinning backfist knockout at UFC 31 in
Sony Carter.
Wow,
this guy. This guy.
Who? What was the answer?
Sony Carter.
All right, here we go. Derek, you ready? Derek, before Jorge Masvidal set the record for the fastest knockout in UFC history, which fighter held the record at 6 seconds?
I'm watching you. I'm watching you.
Ask somebody this one?
No, you already asked someone, right?
Hold on. Hold on, let me see.
I know it. It's
a black dude with a dread.
That's what I was thinking, too.
This fighter had the record for many years. 6 seconds.
What weight class?
It was a lighter weight class, I'll tell you that.
Lighter weight class.
Dare I say he... okay, sorry. I'm sorry.
What color was it?
I can't tell. I can't answer that question. But I can't tell you that you have 10, 9, 8,
the
7,
black dude with the dreads.
6, 5...
I don't know.
Dominic, you want to steal it?
I'll attempt it.
Okay.
You got this. Come on.
You can do it!
This is easy. This is an easy
one. Come on, man!
I'm busting at the seams with all these questions. Driving me nuts.
Connor,
no. Close but no cigar. You want to? You won't get a point for this, but you could say it if you know it.
Yeah, it's Dwayne Ludwig.
Dwayne Ludwig, Michael Chiesa. Well done.
I knew it.
I know. Only one person can, only the next person. I'm sorry. All right, so that is the end of round number one. New York Rick, where are we at as far as points are concerned?
We've got a three-way tie for first place. Dominic, Michael, and Joanna. And then Derek in last place with 4.
Okay,
so they have 8 each.
Okay, wait. We have to break the tie. Here we go. This is for Dominic. This is for Dominic, Michael, Joanna. First one to raise their hand breaks the tie. Okay, here we go. Which Las Vegas venue has hosted the most UFC events?
MGM Grand.
Boom. He gets 2 points. Now we have to break the tie between Dominic and Joanna. You guys ready?
Wait.
He had too much monster before.
I got skipped the last round. I was stealing his question.
Is that
me
true?
Neither.
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
Wait.
Okay.
Hey,
what happens to my bonus point there?
Wait.
Restart.
My bad. That's my bad.
We got something to sort out.
Here it is. You're right. Which UFC fighter fought to a no contest in his 2007 UFC debut when he accidentally knocked himself out on the canvas? He accidentally knocked himself out on the canvas.
With a slam.
Yep.
What the fuck is his name?
While Dominic is thinking right now, let me just give a quick shout out to Andrew Davis of ESPN who came up with all of these questions. Give Andrew Davis a round of applause.
Yeah!
This man is a legend. A legend.
I know he was fighting Shorty Torres, but I don't know who he was.
Nope, wrong. 10, 9, you're done? 8, 7, you could steal it. You don't know? No idea? Knocked himself out?
I can answer it. You want
Go
me?
Ahead.
Maynard.
Gray Maynard is correct. Gray Maynard. All right, so I'll give you the bonus point.
Wait, do I get to keep my bonus point, though, on the MGM Grand question?
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Okay, because that means at the end of the first round, Michael Chiesa is in first place.
That's correct.
Now, we move along to the second round, Michael. And you're in first place. This is the newlywed round where you're going to have to answer a question about another fighter. So because you're in first place, you get to pick the fighter that you'll be answering questions about.
Okay. Yell if you want me to pick her. Yell if you want me to pick him. Y'all, if you want me to pick him.
Yeah!
All right. Derek it is. Let's go.
All right. So Michael's going to answer questions about Derek. Derek about Michael. Joanna, you have to answer questions about Dominic. Dominic about you, okay? I believe in you, Joanna. Here we go.
I see what y'all doing now. I see this shit. I see it. It's okay.
Okay. Joanna, this is about Dominic Reyes, all right? And now you can ask people again.
Okay. That's
I'm watching you like a hawk. I am going to be staring at
and
you.
And by the way, now each
Leave her
question.
Don't look at her.
Each answer
She's
is 3 points.
Mager.
3 points now for each answer. Are you guys having fun? All right. I just want to make sure. Okay, here we go. This is about Dominic Reyes. Of Dominic's 9 career finishes in his MMA career, how many have been first-round finishes, Joanna? 9 career finishes he's had. Question. How many have ended in the first round?
Tell me.
More than half.
9 career finishes, Joanna. 9 career finishes. How many have ended in the first round of the 9?
I think I don't know.
I say 5. I don't know why.
5?
I say 5.
Final
6?
Answer?
Okay, 6.
6 final answer?
6.
Obviously, you can't steal this, Dominic, but I'm just curious. Do you know the answer to this question?
I do. First round.
Yes.
I do.
You know. You don't even know the answer?
I do.
I think it's 7?
Wow. Do you know?
It's all but 1.
9.
It's all 9. No, but...
Yes.
Oh, all 9.
All 9.
I was thinking all of his fights...
Wow, that's good for you.
The only one he didn't finish was the OSP fight.
Yes.
Every other fight
Technically.
Okay. All right, Michael, now you have to answer a question about Derek Lewis. So no points there. Here we go. You ready, Michael?
Yes, sir.
Derek is tied for the most knockouts in UFC heavyweight division history with how many?
Ooh. How many? That would be... Let me think about this for a sec.
Nah, don't worry about it. 9. 8.
7. How many?
I'm winging it on this one for sure. 6?
Final answer?
Yeah.
Derek, is he right?
Hell no.
Yes.
Give me my points. I take points from him.
No, you don't. How many?
I think it's 10.
10, that's right.
Jeez.
That's right.
Ooh, I'm sorry for undershooting that answer. I feel like
it
did.
Don't worry about it. It's your ass.
Don't hold it against me.
It's your ass. Come on.
All right, here we go. Michael Chiesa has won 16 fights in his MMA career. How many of those have been by knockout?
Zero. Nah, I don't think he knocked anybody. I know he got good submissions.
Final answer?
Final answer.
My man, Derek.
Don't go on a comeback.
I'm going to bank on your ass the last few seconds of the fight. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you are right. Best round of my life.
Dominic Reyes, Joanna has competed in the most 5-round fights among female fighters in UFC history. How many fights? How many 5-round fights has Joanna and Jacek competed in? The most in female UFC history.
Take your time.
6.
I rushed it last time.
Final answer?
Yes.
Yeah.
How many?
He said 6. Is he right? He's wrong. It was 7. All right. Now
Lewis killed that round. There we go. Nice.
That was
low-key. That was like an underhanded stab at me. Like, how many knockouts? Mike won.
I'm sorry.
Really?
Listen, Andrew Davis.
Same amount as Ben Askren.
He's somewhere here if you want to. Wow. Okay. All right. Here we go. Joanna, this is your second question about Dominic Reyes. And remember, you can ask people, right? You can ask people if you want. No pressure. All right. Dominic Reyes made his UFC debut in the same month as his head kick knockout in LFA that went viral 23 days later. What month was his UFC debut?
These are challenging.
Was it my birthday? Month?
What's your birthday?
Who knows the answer? Okay, my boy.
Yes.
Over there.
You want to help her out?
Yeah.
Okay, come here. Or go to New York Rick, right over there, in the back of you. Tell us where you're from and what's your name?
Adrian from Riverside.
What's up, my man?
Oh, he knows.
It's June 2017.
Ah, he knows.
Do you want to go? Do you want to go with him?
Yes, of course.
He's
my
right.
boy.
He is right. Wow. Well done. All right, here we go, Michael. At UFC 229, Derek set the UFC record for the largest statistical comeback in a fight ending by stoppage when he knocked out Alexander Volkov. How many seconds were left in the fight when Derek scored the knockout?
I know it was very slim, but I don't want to guess this wrong. So
you gonna do
who
it?
Am I going to ask?
Oh.
You got this one? Okay.
No.
I'm looking for somebody. That guy with his finger in the air right there. Come on up. Go to New York. I know it's a small window, but I don't want to guess wrong.
Yeah, this is...
Come on up.
The infamous my balls.
My balls was hot.
Yes.
My balls are hot in the sweater. Tell us
your name and where you're from.
Jordan from Las Vegas.
All right, my man.
It was 12 seconds.
Do you want to go with 12 seconds?
I will take it.
Oh, my God. Jordan has let you down. Jordan has let you down.
No.
Jordan, it was 11
hey,
seconds.
Jordan, hey, Jordan from Houston, Texas, really.
Yeah. Jordan,
I forgive you. It's okay.
By the way, that has never happened where the fan has actually let down the fighter. Jordan, my man. Yeah. What happened?
It's a stage. They're out to get me.
By the way, you could have looked that up. You could have Googled that and double-checked. Jeez Louise.
It's one All second right. off. It's not too bad.
Derek, here we go. At the UFC's summer kickoff press conference in 2017, Michael Chiesa said he was going to smack the expletive out of which opponent?
Wait, say it again? Wait.
At the UFC summer kickoff press conference in 2017.
Oh, the press conference, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Michael Chiesa said he was
Kevin
going
Lee.
To... Are we witnessing... This is like Stipe Miocic, part two. Like, no one thought you were going to get a single one right, and here you are dominating. This is amazing. All right. Dominic Reyes, here you go. This is a question by Joanna. It's getting hot and heavy here. Here we go. What male weight class... did Joanna coach on season 23 of The Ultimate Fighter? What weight class?
Come on, Joanna!
That was your light heavyweights.
What weight class did Joanna coach on season 23 of The Ultimate Fighter opposite Claudia Gadelha?
Bad woman.
Yes, you said it. You can ask a friend if you want.
No, Google. Don't.
Don't Google.
I'm gonna ask a friend. I'm gonna ask a friend.
All right.
Any friends in here?
Any friends? Anyone want to help him out? Any tough fans? There's one man over there who wants to help.
My boy.
Him out. You want to help him out? What's your name and where are you from, my man?
I'm Kurt from Chicago, and it was 205.
I knew it. Heavyweight. Do you believe this man?
Yes.
Is he right?
Light heavies.
He is right. Well done, light heavyweight. Okay, we're halfway through the second to last round. New York Great, give us an update.
Dominic is now in the lead with 11 points. Tied with Joanna, who also has 11 points. Derek with 10, and Michael with 9.
Michael. I fell in the back.
What? Okay, here we go. Joanna, ready?
Don't call it a comeback.
This is Dominic Reyes. Dominic Reyes often trains at the Cobra Kai gym. Whose head MMA coach is what Ultimate Fighter alum? Head MMA coach at the Cobra Kai gym. This man is an Ultimate Fighter alum. Do you have any idea?
Don't say it.
I'm not going to say it.
You can ask. She can ask, right? She hasn't asked yet?
Anybody? She cannot.
She cannot?
She cannot.
She asked?
She used it this round.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
No, I didn't.
Her boy.
Oh, yeah, the June one. The June one, you're right.
What's the question is?
Okay, so he trains at a gym called Cobra Kai.
Cobrinho?
Cobrinho, is that your answer?
No, I don't know. No, I don't know the answer.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Do you want to tell us who it is, Dominic?
Joe Stevenson.
Joe Daddy Stevenson.
Season 2, Ultimate Fighter.
Yes, that's right. All right, Michael, what the hell is going on?
I don't know.
What the hell is
going
on?
You're giving him gifts. These are the easiest answers about
before me. His UFC 230, talk about easy ones. Before his UFC 230 title fight, Derek Lewis signed a sponsorship deal with what national fast food chain?
Popeyes.
Popeyes chicken. There you go.
Thank you. A gift. I needed that.
That's right.
You know about it.
All right, here we go, Mike. Derek, here we go. Who was Michael Chiesa's coach during his season of The Ultimate Fighter Live in 2012? There's only been one.
I don't watch fight, real. I really don't watch UFC.
Yeah, you're not fooling anyone.
I got somebody back there.
Does he have an ask a friend?
He is allowed.
Oh, you are allowed, Derek. We are watching a massive upset unfold before our eyes.
It's happening. This is scared about it.
This is happening.
Yeah.
All right, my man. Who wants to help out? Come on over. Come on down. A lot of pressure here. Once again, the question is, who was Michael Chiesa's coach during his season of The Ultimate Fighter Live in 2012? What's your name? Where are you from?
Richard, Amsterdam.
From Amsterdam? Yeah, you came all the way from Amsterdam for us here today.
You got the good weed.
Wow, I don't believe you. Is it true?
Ariel, let me check. Hoe gaat het?
Heel goed. Hoe gaat het met jou?
He's from Amsterdam.
Wow.
That's the host, right?
Also rocking the Benson Henderson toothpick right now. Okay, what's the answer to this question? And the nose, my man. Well done. All right, what's the answer?
So I think that I'm not sure.
Hold on.
I don't know for sure.
Where my other friends at? I got no
more. Uriah Faber.
He said, "What's the answer?"
Uriah Faber.
Do you believe him? Do you trust
him? Question again?
The question was, who was Michael Chiesa's coach during his season of The Ultimate Fighter Live in 2012? He said Uriah Faber. You don't have to believe him.
I'm not saying it isn't.
Okay, I guess he's right.
You believe him?
Yeah,
Final answer?
I believe
he's right. The man's right.
Hey, man.
The man's right.
Man, say, Ach yeah.
All right, here we go. This question is for Mr. Dominic Ritz. Here we go about Ioana and Jacek. We're getting close here, guys. Here we go. In 2016, Ioana began training at which MMA gym?
ATT.
Wow. All right. Final round of the second round. Here we go. This is about Dominic Reyes. Let's go back here. 1 second. Sorry.
That's so boring.
Who's having fun? You're bored?
Both me.
Oh, too easy? Isn't this great that we're doing this? By the way, these fighters could be doing so many things on a Friday night. The fact that they came here, could we give them some love? Come on. They're amazing. This is how I feel. Every Monday night after I do my show, I get very emotional that these fighters give me and all of us the time of, you know, the time of their day. It's
no,
really
this is awesome.
Thing.
I'm not saying that this show is boring, you know?
Oh, yeah,
I'm
swearing
about him.
I know. I appreciate it. Okay, here we go.
I thought Jimmy Kimmel was going to be here.
All right, here we go. Oh, man. Ioana, I just want to apologize in advance for this question. What position did Dominic play in college as a football player at Stony Brook
University? Was he a football player?
In New York, yes.
You know this one.
What position did
Dominic
play?
American football.
American football.
So don't say midfielder.
It's safe to say it's an
easy answer.
I
don't know much about American football. That's the problem. I don't know.
Just take the safe route, you know?
Goalkeeper.
Kind of.
Don't give her any tips.
Hey, man,
I'm
from Europe. I don't know much about American football.
She doesn't have an ask a friend, right?
Goalkeeper?
She does not.
Can I? Hey, come on.
Oh, sorry.
No gifts.
Do you know?
Quarterback.
Oh!
Really? Whoa. Michael, what is happening?
Well, he said the most obvious thing, so I'm like, oh.
He was on safety.
Well, is that fair? Defensive back, safety, fair? All right.
Wow, Derek Lewis. That's not an easy answer. For somebody in Europe, like,
so
take
I get
the safe
today?
Route. Like, you're a quarterback.
Well, hell no.
You're big like a quarterback. You're a quarterback.
Okay, here we go. Michael Chiesa by Derek Lewis. Here we go. You ready for this?
I don't know.
I'm getting a little nervous for you, Michael.
I am.
Right
I'm
now.
Beating up some sweat over right. here.
How many points does Michael have?
He has 12 points right now.
And who's in first place?
In first place is Dominic
with how many?
14.
And Ioana?
Ioana has 11, and Derek has 13.
Whoa.
It's a tight race.
Okay,
tough questions.
All right, here we go. Derek Lewis rescued over 100 people affected by Hurricane Harvey in Houston by driving around the city in what manufacturer's truck? What was the kind of truck that Derek rode around saving people in Houston?
What kind of truck?
Yes.
Whoa, this is tough.
Yeah, man. Andrew Davis.
What type of truck? So, like, what brand of truck?
Yeah.
So not like a franchise moving company type.
No, like a car, yeah.
What kind of truck?
Now, just know I'm from Texas, so. Just see.
Man,
I'm going to really have to guess on this one.
I feel like I
again,
need to give Michael a hug right now.
I know.
Come on.
Busting at the seams, man. Upset
what do you think?
City.
What do you think?
Okay, he's from Texas.
No, ask a friend, right?
I'm not. No. My one friend
yeah,
failed me.
Like, you.
I can't rely on my friend.
Okay.
By 1 second.
I'm going to guess.
By 1 second, you got screwed.
I'm going to guess Dodge.
Dodge?
Dodge!
What?
What is it?
Big body Chevy.
My bad.
Sorry, Michael. All right. Derek, you ready for this? Here we go. Michael Chiesa.
Let's go back to like nicknames. Oh, knockouts. That's way easier.
Michael's dream. Michael Chiesa's dream is to join Misha Tate as UFC fighters to raise the 12 for what NFL franchise?
What is it? Say the question again.
All right. Michael's dream is to raise the 12 for what NFL franchise?
Oh, Seattle.
Seattle Seahawks is right.
You gave that away.
We are witnessing a massive upset in the making.
The 49ers.
Yeah. Okay. ESPN, plug the Seahawks on that so they can know that I'm trying to make this happen.
Final question of the second round. Dominic Reyes, are you ready?
Yes.
Joanna Jędrzejczyk shares what distinguishable quality with over 128,000 babies born in the U.S. each year? Joanna Jędrzejczyk shares what distinguishable quality with over 128,000 babies born in the U.S. each year?
Joanna, look at me.
No. Don't help him.
I got to look at her. Let me see.
Okay.
I don't understand the question, so that's a problem.
Yeah,
is it her eyes? It's her eyes, isn't it?
You want to hear it again? Joanna Jędrzejczyk shares what distinguishable quality with over 128,000 babies born in the U.S. each year?
I think it's her eyes. Something with her eyes.
Something with her eyes? Does he even ask a friend?
No.
You're going to go with her eyes?
How the hell would you know? I don't know that one.
That's
anyways.
Hard.
They got to be probably something with a nose or something.
Something different. She has colored
She's
eyes.
She's a twin.
Oh!
She's a twin.
Nobody knew that.
Wah.
You're a twin?
You're a twin, right?
I didn't know that. Talking to my sister right now. Oh.
Look at Derek's face.
That just changed everything.
What's your sister's name?
We're running out of fan ass.
What's your sister's name?
Kate.
Much love.
Shout out to Kate.
All right. End of round two. New York, Rick, where are we at?
We are Derek Lewis in the lead with 16 points. In second place, Dominic Reyes with 14. Michael in third with 12. And Joanna with 11.
All right. All right, now, final
it's
round.
It's over now, huh?
No, it's the final round, the lightning round. Here we go. Joanna, this is for you. Final round. Michael, this is your chance at redemption. Michael,
it's not over for you.
It's not over, and that's for
it's
you
It's a fix. Now, I got the hardest questions out of anybody.
I don't know about that.
It's a fix.
Listen, you picked Derek. You had the choice. You had the first pick. All right. Derek, you have a clock there?
I wish I could pick myself.
Yes, I will keep time.
Okay, so this is the situation, my friends. We are going to put 60 seconds on the board. 60 seconds. As Joanna is writing a message to all of us right now. What are you writing, Joanna? March 7th, 2020, on the news. Joanna Jędrzejczyk. Who thinks Joanna Jędrzejczyk is going to win the title on March 7th?
Thank you.
All right. Okay, so this is what we're going to do.
Hashtag inside job.
60 seconds. I'm going to put it so I can know the clock situation here in New York, Rick, if that's okay with you.
Hey, no cheating, everybody.
All right. 60 seconds. Yeah, no one say any names. 60 seconds. You have to write down as many answers that come to mind. You'll get 1 point each for every correct answer, all right? You guys ready?
Can we set these down somewhere?
What? Oh, the mics? Yeah. You can set them down as you write because you don't have to talk. All right, here we go. I'm going to start. I'm going to ask the question, then I'm going to start the clock, all right? Write down as many female fighters that have competed in the UFC, as many that come to mind in the span of 60 seconds. Do you understand the question, Joanna? You have to write down as many female fighters that have competed in the UFC. There have been 166 women that have competed. Derek, I haven't started yet. Michael, you're cheating right now. What's wrong with you guys? Jeez Louise. All right. Here we go. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go. It starts. They're writing down. There have been 166 females that have competed in the UFC. 15 seconds in. They may have fought once. They could have fought 10 times. It doesn't matter. They all count. Every right answer gets 1 point. Don't look. Joanna's cheating. I see it. Derek Lewis is writing away. Michael Chiesa feels the pressure. He called his shot. He said he guaranteed victory, and now he has a chance at redemption. 40 seconds. We got 20 seconds in. Dominic Reyes is feeling the heat. He's stumped. Derek Lewis continues to write. He is on fire. Michael Chiesa doing the most amount of writing. Joanna has a lot over there. We've got 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And time's up, time's up. Michael, stop writing, you cheater.
I was finishing the last one. I got one letter off.
Unbelievable.
All
right.
I got one letter off.
Hey, Joanna, all right. Okay, Joanna, tell us who you have.
Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster, Carlos Bartha. New York, put these points down. So that's 1 point.
Jojo Tate, Ronda, Holly, Moros, JJ Kadeya, Davis, Zank, Cyborg, Amanda Ribas, Amanda Nunes, Penne, I don't know who's that.
Oh, that is. That's Scribble.
It's many of it.
Okay, so how many is that? That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. No, I counted that. You had that too late. 17 points for Joanna and Jacek. Next up, Michael Chiesa.
I shouldn't have wrote full names, but I put Ronda Rousey, Misha Tate, Alexis Davis, Jermaine Durandamine, Cyborg, Claudia Gadelha, Joanna Jędrzejczyk, Rose Namajunas, Molly McCann, Amanda Bobby Cooper, Juliana Pena, Jessica Rose Clark, Raquel Pennington. It's only 13, but I shouldn't have wrote full names.
Well, listen,
my fault. My fault.
13 for Michael Chiesa, right? New York Rick? Derek
Correct.
Lewis, what do we got? What do we got, my man?
I really don't know.
What do we have? Oh, my God.
Read what it say?
I can't read.
No, that. Read that. You read everybody else. What did it say?
I can't read.
You're the host. You have to.
You read everybody else. You read everybody else.
It says, "Where's Rhonda's fine expletive ads?"
Nice. I like that. That was funny.
I think that's one, right?
That's one.
One. Derek, one. You were going to win the whole thing.
I don't watch fighting.
You couldn't think of more than one? There's one right here.
Yeah, I just watch Ronda, though.
That's right. Dominic, what do we got?
You better watch.
Oh, man. I only got Joanna, Claudia, Caitlin Chikagan, Ronda, Misha, and Carla.
Oh, you wrote full names, huh?
That's what got
I should have wrote full names. I'm not doing it next time.
You got me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
No more full names.
6 for Dominic.
It was like the hardest names to spell.
No more full names.
Why did you think that you had to do full names?
I didn't know.
I don't know, man.
Nobody
told me.
That we didn't have to write
yeah.
full
what
names.
What do you mean no one told you the rules?
I could have done initials, and I could have listed the whole roster.
Yes. Mr. New York Rick.
Let's do it in reverse order.
Okay.
Last place, Derek Lewis with 17. Stunning turn of events.
Stunning. What happened?
How many points?
Third place.
Wait, how many points did Derek have?
17.
Derek, what happened?
Damn.
Third place, Dominic Reyes, 20 points.
I think I know what's about to happen here. Tell
Second
us.
Place, Michael Chiesa.
Wow. 25
points. How many points?
And first place, Joanna Champion.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, game show's over?
It's over.
What?
Yes, this is the final round. Yes. Wait.
We rule the world.
What did Michael end up with?
28 points.
And Joanna?
No, Joanna had 28, yeah. Michael had 25.
Michael.
Dude. Elaborate that we didn't have to write the full names.
What?
This is a fix.
Wow.
It's a fix.
Perhaps shades of what is to come on March 7th. The new Nose World Order champion, Joanna Jancheche. You can have it there. Look at that. Look at that. Who saw this coming? Wow. That is amazing. Well done. Are you surprised?
Yes, I am.
You should have said I'm not surprised, motherfucker.
Do you want to thank anyone? Any?
No, I am. I don't know. I don't watch many fights, but I'm surprised. So that's why.
You know, it's interesting. I want.
You are not going to be surprised March 7th.
Right, that's right. Well, does this belt mean more to you than your UFC title?
Yes, of course.
25. That's right.
I'm going out tonight, so.
Wear the belt?
You have to.
Like Tim Sylvia once did back in the day. You guys know that
story? That could have been a trivia question.
That could have been a trivia question. Well, I want to thank these lovely individuals. That was a lot of fun. You're only on J-Check. Give it up for her. Fighting on March 7th in Las Vegas to become the new champion. Michael Chiesa, January 25th. Raleigh, North Carolina. Rafael Dos Anjos. Go get him, Mike. Derek Lewis, February 8th. Houston, Texas, Aleer Latifi, good luck to you, Derek, and Dominic Reyes going up against John Jones on February 8th in Houston, Texas. Give him a stand and go. Give him a stand and go. These are legends right here. These are absolute legends. These kind people, look at these great people giving us their Friday night, doing the damn thing. Thank you so much, guys. It means the world to me. We really appreciate it. You guys can walk off and that's it. You're done. How about that? How much fun was that? Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Dan, thank you so much. Michael, you're the man.
No. Big thanks to Ariel. He's awesome. Always. He's the best.
The 2019 Professional Fighters League season concludes with 6 world title fights at the biggest event of the year. The PFL Championship, New Year's Eve, New York City, Madison Square Garden, 6 $1 million belts on the line. Who will be the 6 PFL champions crowned? It'll be a rematch between Kayla Harrison and Larissa Pacheco with $1 million and the 155-pound female championship on the line. Fighters are looking to build legacies, and I'm looking for a knockout victory. The ball doesn't drop until the PFL belts are raised. Don't miss one of the biggest nights in MMA. The action starts at 7 p.m. Eastern, and you can watch it only on ESPN2.
Thank you very much to the fighters, Derek. You let me down. I just want to say that.
Fuck what you're talking about.
Derek Lewis in the house. How great was that, guys, right? That was amazing. Thank you very much to all of them. All right, so that was the trivia. We got a few minutes left, right, New York, Rick? You got a few minutes?
We do.
A little Q&A. Do you guys want to do a Q&A? Answer some questions. Ask me whatever you want. All you have to do is go up to New York Rick, or if you're around here, you can come up to me and I'll give you the mic. And AMA, ask me anything. Anything goes. I'm going to sit down because I'm a little tired right now from all this. Where is Chael? Chael, believe it or not, is a very introverted individual. He doesn't like to actually mingle with the outer world. So he loves... These are two things you have to know about Chael Sonnen. He loves to sit in his hotel room and order room service, and he's the only person I know that actually still orders movies off the TV in the hotel room. Who does this? Who actually does this? Like, there's Netflix, there's all this stuff. He still orders movies. It's a very bizarre thing. All right, we got some people over here. All right, tell us what's your name and where are you from?
Ariel Helwani, you are the man, brother.
Thank you.
This is Eric from Las Vegas. I live here, and what's I up? Love you, man.
I love you, too.
Anyways,
you.
So, all right, so... With Colby Covington having beef with Dana White, I know Colby's a beast, and I don't see him leaving the UFC anytime soon, but I know when people have issues with Dana White, it makes their life very hard. Do you see Colby, if he ends up losing this fight and or another fight, being cut from the UFC anytime soon?
This was a question that I was wondering earlier this week as well. No Love Lost, you saw at the ceremonial weigh-ins, they didn't really greet each other. I think this all helps the promotion, sort of like what Ben Askren was doing, right? I think people get behind this sort of thing. I don't think they will get rid of him if he loses, because he's a name now. You don't give away someone like that. You know, Vince McMahon said a long time ago that at the end of the day, there's always business to be had with someone if, you know, they're a draw, right? You know, all the people that came back over the years to WWE. Obviously, Colby's not at that level, but he loses in a title fight. You're not going to release him. I mean, they wouldn't release someone who just fought for the belt, would they? No, they wouldn't do that. Come on, right? They wouldn't do that. Right? Did anyone get that joke? No. So, no, I don't think it would happen, but it's a fine question and it's a fair question. Next up, what's your name?
I'm Jeff from Denver.
What's up, Jeff?
Going good. Love your show. Just more of a personal question. Please. What's your toughest interview you've ever done? What's the toughest fighter you've ever interviewed, you think?
Oh, my. And when you say tough, do you mean like gave me a hard time or?
Or even just like, I'm not getting anything out of this guy or female.
Okay. I'll let you in on some insight that I've never shared before. You know how I do like the pre-fight interviews, media day? There's only been one time in the 10 or so years that I've been doing those that I considered not posting the interview because it was so bad. There's only been one time ever. And it was prior to UFC 160 in Winnipeg, Manitoba. I interviewed Stipe Miocic long before he was who he was today. He was fighting Roy Nelson, if you recall. Yep. And it was the worst freaking interview of my career. He literally was giving me yes, no answers. It's still up on YouTube. That's the one time I was like, this sucks. Like, this is not even worth uploading, but I still wanted to do it anyway. And then as far as like people who gave me a hard time, of course, you know, Rampage over the years, choking me and like kind of, you know, getting very close to me and all that stuff. The Mayhem one was a bit of a funky one. And then there's also ones that are very emotional, right? That are tough to do when someone's going through something. But those are a few that come to mind. But I'm always very appreciative of anyone who wants to talk to me. My man, what's up?
What's up? Jordan from Tennessee.
Hello, Jordan.
I just want to know why there wasn't a Conor McGregor press conference.
Why wasn't there one?
Yeah.
It's a little late before the fight. I mean, the fight is a month away. There was never, you know, I had reported that they were going to do a seasonal press conference, right? Like those quarters. But Conor and Cerrone were never scheduled to come to this one. I think people just assumed they were going to put on like a video package, which they kind of did of all the fights coming up. But it was going to be, you know, the March 7th card and the February 8th card and maybe the April 18th card, Khabib and Tony, which Khabib actually said in the Russian press today that there was some talk of him maybe coming to this one for the press conference. But Conor and ever scheduled to come to this event for a press conference.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, it's officially announced. It's all good. And it's almost a month away here in Las Vegas. I'm looking forward to that. All right, who's up next?
My name's Lacey, born and raised in Las Vegas.
What's up, Lacey?
My question is, who do you think Jorge Masvidal is going to fight next?
That's a fascinating question. I think if Colby Covington wins, there's a good chance they'll try to do that fight. I don't think he has a lot of interest in fighting Kamaru Usman. Masvidal has, you know, pretty much all the options right now at his fingertips. I think that if Kamaru wins, he's going to wait to see what happens on January 18th with Conor. I think if Conor wins, he's going to try to get the Conor fight. And I think Conor has interest in that fight as well if everything goes well. I think if Colby wins, there's a little more interest in trying to do that because of the backstory. But I think we'll only know the answer to that question on January 19th, if you get what I'm saying. The UFC wants him to fight the winner of the title fight, but he wants to wait and see what happens with Conor first. So he has a lot of options. What about Mayweather? No, you're not fighting Mayweather. Get out of here. I'll get you in a second. Let me just get the people lining up over here. What's up, my man? What's up,
bro? Brandon from Fresno.
What's up, Brandon?
Do you feel it was worth it leaking that Brock information, ruining your relationship with Dana White? Do you feel it was worth it?
Do I feel it was worth it?
Yeah, you know, you leaked it earlier. Look at you now. You're bigger than ever now.
Let me just say this about the question, because it's interesting the way you pose it. Worth it, meaning it's almost like you're implying I did something wrong. Exactly. So
you and Dana was real close, and I was just wondering.
Just doing my job. And, you know, my job is to report the news, and I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't break any rules. So you got to do it again and again. That's part of the gig, right? Of course. Not happy about what happened afterwards, but as far as the actual news, no, of course, you got to break the news.
I'm sorry.
Who's up next?
Alberto from Mexico.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás, Ariel? Un gusto. Oh. Gran fan. Big fan. I'm from Mexico.
Gracias. It's
a pleasure. Anyways, is there a moment that you have regretted ever making a question?
Oh, man. That is a really good question. Have I ever regretted asking a specific question? Man. I feel like maybe New York Rick, do you know? I'm trying. Jeez, it's a lot of pressure. I don't know. I love you too, my man. I don't know if I've ever regretted. Does anything come to mind?
No, but I feel like you'd be more likely to be upset about not asking a question.
Yeah, that's like a given. Question. I'll let you in on some insight. After every show, I hate myself. Oh, you didn't ask this, you didn't ask that, you suck, you're the worst, all this stuff. I mean, like, the anxiety and the self-doubt and everything that runs through this body is immense. You have no idea. I don't know if I actually have...
So it's okay to say that you suck?
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. Thanks. That was weird. We went from him loving me to me sucking. That was very bizarre. What a turn of events. All right, my man. Okay, all right. What's happening?
Hey, man. Jack from Houston, Texas. And my question is, someone just talked about who Masvidal's fighting next. And I know there's a lot of rumors with Nick Diaz versus Masvidal. And yeah. I'm a big Nick Diaz fan. And you had that interview with him recently. And I know I kind of listened to it, and I just thought something was a little bit off with Nick during the interview. I know a lot of people thought that. Yeah. And I just want to know what you thought, you know, being there live with him in person. Did you think he was a little weird, or was the normal Nick? And what do you think about him fighting Jorge Masvidal next in the fight?
I think that, and I've had the pleasure of talking to Nick for many years, and we've had our ups and downs as well. So I was very appreciative that he wanted to talk to me. Yeah, he didn't sound the same. I thought it was interesting that he finally wanted to talk, and to get Nick Diaz to like come and go in a car and go to you and sit in the studio, like that's a hard thing to do. You have a better chance of getting Sasquatch to come and sit down with you. And so the fact that he did it was shocking in its own right. But yeah, he did, you know, I won't lie. I did think to myself, like, he doesn't sound quite the same. Now his team said he was just, you know, relaxed and, you know, he's in a good spot and he wants to come back and all that stuff. Take that for what it is. But they assure me that he wants to fight again. I'm not 100% convinced, right? I mean, if you just kind of follow him online and see where he's at, enjoying life, I'm not 100% convinced that he loves doing this, that he wants to do this, that he's like, you know, longing to get back in there. But yeah, to answer your question as bluntly as possible, yeah, he did sound different. Why did he sound different? I don't know. What led to that? I don't know. But I think if you are able to look past or like not focus on how he's, there was a lot there that he was saying. It just maybe takes a couple of listens to figure it out, if you get what I'm saying. All right, let's go to our next question.
Hi, Ariel. My name's Joe. I'm from Boise, Idaho.
What's up, Joe?
And I don't really have a question. I just have a comment. I'm really happy to see you here and doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Because I remember that night when Michael won the belt. Michael Bisping won the belt. And then after episode 333, I canceled my fight pass. And I was really upset with them. And then a couple days later, I remember the headlines. Ariel gets reinstated. Well, not reinstated, but back.
Yeah.
And then they made that statement. And but it's always nice seeing you because you got bullied and kicked out. And you're back on top.
Thanks, my man. I appreciate it. You know your stuff. You even know the episode number. I appreciate it. And it's because of all of you, honestly, that I'm sitting here today. I don't say that lightly. I want to thank everyone. You guys have always had my back, and yeah, that was a crazy time. What's up, my man?
Hey, Ariel. My name's Tyler. I'm from Utah. I'm just asking this question for my brother Hunter, who wasn't able to come out tonight. Has there been a date set for the grappling match between you and the Schmo?
Who? No, I actually didn't hear who you said.
With the Schmo.
Who? You waited in line to ask that question? You're the egg on Twitter that I get once in a while, right? You're that guy. He actually has a face. Well done, my man. Well done. Someone once told me a very long time ago, you never punch down. You get what I'm saying?
I'm Glenn from Vancouver. You have that
thing on your shirt.
That's right.
Price?
Bow down.
Price or Primo?
Bow down.
Carey Price?
Or Primo?
Not always Carey Price. I'm a Carey Price guy. I think they've wasted his prime years, but that's my guy, number 31.
You're the man.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Much love. Anyone else there? Oh.
Robert from Utah.
Hello, Robert.
I just was wondering if there was one backstory, like your favorite story that nobody would know about one of the fighters.
Oh, my.
Dig deep.
That is, I mean, there's so many. Holy smokes. I mean, again, as I think about the question, I don't think that we fully appreciate, honestly, and New York Rick has had a front row seat to this over the years, like, that these men and women, they go through these fights, right? They go through these fight camps, then they have the fight, their lives get turned upside down, and that more often than not, they'll come on my show on Monday. That doesn't happen in other sports. You know what I mean? These athletes are not this accessible and gracious with their time. So for me, that's always the thing that I think about. That's why I hear some people say, like, oh, you're pro fighter. You're damn right I'm pro fighter. I will always be pro fighter because of how they treat the media, because of what they do. They walk into the cage. They put their lives on the line, their health on the line, families and things like that. I just have so much respect and love and admiration for these fighters. I can't say that enough. But as far as, like, man... again, like, you know, there's been some great moments. I'll tell you what I think is one of my most memorable interviews of all time. April of 2010, Strikeforce Nashville, getting a chance to go in the locker room back then when they would let us in the locker room to do the interviews. And King Mo had just defeated Gegard Mousasi to win the Strikeforce belt. He couldn't stand and he was lying on the ground and he had the belt on his waist. And he told us, you know, he didn't make the Olympic team. He didn't win the national championship at Oklahoma State. He finally won it. He finally won the big one. He was crying. And that was just an amazing moment to be a part of. Getting to witness that and to share that with him. So that's one that comes to mind, an interview. But I've been so lucky doing this since 2006, getting to share these moments with these fighters, the biggest moments of their lives, some of the heartbreak. It's just been, it's been an amazing journey, and I hope it doesn't end. I promise this guy a question over here, my man. What's your name?
Ricardo from Vancouver. So Dana seems to be pushing the Conor Khabib rematch recently quite a bit. And do you think he deserves a title shot after just one win? If he beats Cerrone? Which no one seems to be wanting. See the rematch. The hardcore, at least.
Can I just clarify something with all this? Because I see the internet going crazy about this particular story. Can we just, like, be sensical here for a second and look at the schedule and look at the timeline of events? Let's just, everyone just take a deep breath, okay? Listen, Conor McGregor is going to fight on January 18th against Donald Cerrone, right? That's already, you know, on the books. Khabib Nurmagomedov is going to fight April 18th in Brooklyn, New York. There's 3 months in between April and January, correct? What did Conor say in that press conference in Russia? He says he wants to fight 3 times in 2020, right? He's already committed to fighting 3 times. Well, what happens after April? What comes after April? There's a holiday called Ramadan. It's a very important holiday. Khabib has said time and again he will not train during Ramadan, he won't fight during Ramadan, and he will only start training for his next fight once Ramadan is over. So realistically, he'll fight in April and maybe September, October or so. Conor has told us he wants to fight 3 times. So I hear people saying, like, oh, he wants a quick turnaround after the January fight to fight Khabib. No, you dummies. Khabib is fighting in April. How can he have a quick turnaround? The quickest he could come back is in September, right? Conor's going to fight in between that time. So why are we getting so all up in arms? He has to beat Cerrone, right? Okay, everyone thinks he's going to beat Cerrone. For some reason, everyone all of a sudden thinks Cerrone's a scrub. I don't agree with that, but fine. Then he has to beat the next guy. Sure, I'm sure Justin Gaethje, as much as he says he doesn't want that fight, let's be honest, Justin Gaethje, be honest with all of us, you want that fight. And then it's the Khabib fight. Realistically, the Khabib fight is only happening October, November, December. So I don't understand why everyone's losing their minds off of all of this. Like, things are said all the time. Just look at the facts. Look at how the schedule plays out. He needs to get 2 fights out of the way before he gets to the Khabib fight. So I say, why don't we just worry about this once those 2 fights are done, right? What's the point of getting all crazy about it?
Ariel.
Yeah.
We got to do something. We got to do it quickly.
Uh-oh.
Every fighter who was on that stage before.
Oh, yeah.
Yourself signed this whiteboard.
Yeah.
So you're going to pick your favorite question of the night so far.
There's a couple more people. Can I ask, or are we at, out of
let's
time?
Let's do one more. Pick one more. One more.
But I'm having so much fun. It's 8:19. My man before told me we had a few more minutes. This is exactly why everyone hates me at ESPN, because I always go over time, right? Here we go.
My question is, why does it seem like the UFC is more open to super fights now than they were back in the day? Because we never got GSP versus Anderson Silva, but Dana White seems to be open to more super fights now.
Like what?
Well, for example, we had like the Nunez versus Cyborg, but then he's also talking about possible Israel versus John Jones, those type of fights.
Yeah, I don't think they happen that often. I think Nunez Cyborg was different because there was no one for her to fight at 145 Cyborg. But I know what you mean. We've seen them a little bit. I think after the sale, they wanted to make the biggest fights possible to make the most amount of money. Prior to the sale, they were very set in their ways. But I kind of feel like we're going back to the old days now. We're not seeing that as much. I know we saw Cejudo fight in January, but again, a bit of a weird one with the flyweights. I think we're kind of going back, and I think that's good. I like when champions defend their belts and things are a little more structured in that regard. Okay, quickly. Yeah, go.
Hi, how you doing? First a comment. I'm a real big Nick Diaz fan. I really enjoyed the interview you had with him at Madison Square Garden. It was cool. My question, though, is today at the press conference, John Jones said that he was walking around, I think, at 240. He's at 230 right now, and he's talking about toying with the idea of maybe going up to heavyweight. I just want to know, see what your thoughts were on that, and what, if you think it's after the Reyes fight, if he wins that, then if you think that would be the next step after the one fight.
I love that idea. I've been trying to campaign for John Jones to finally test the waters. Maybe not fight for the belt in his first fight at heavyweight, but remember, Anderson Silva fought James Irvin, and then he fought Forrest Griffin. I think he's getting a little stagnant at 205 and maybe even a bit bored, needs to be challenged. So I like the idea of him taking a fight against a heavyweight contender, and then if that goes well, then test the waters against the heavyweight champion. So I'm all for that. I think they're gonna get mad. One more? One more. My man right over here. What do you got with the Quintet Ultra shirt? Look at you.
Question real quick. I know you pride yourself on knowing UFC pay-per-views and events, so I'm going to put you on the spot really quick. All right, UFC 162, it's a big night. Big thing happened. Who was headlining? Who won? Hey, one more really quick.
Can we get that on mic, Ariel?
Yeah, that was an amateur hour. Chris Weidman, Anderson Silva. Las Vegas, Chris Weidman shocks the world, knocks him out.
And then really quick, I don't think you'll answer this, but I think we can help you answer it. This Helwani Roadshow right here, much better than the one in Chicago. We're the stuff. We do it here. I want you to admit it to us right now. Let's hear it. Help out.
Ariel.
I like that. This man wins.
I think this man's gonna come
you win
here.
The prize for that. Well done. Well, I think the beanies were awesome. I think the guys and the gal were awesome. I think all of you were awesome. And I think Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club at the Link Promenade was awesome as well. And by the way, we're going to be uploading this audio if you want to relive all of this. We're going to be uploading on the feed, the Apple Podcasts, Spotify feed, all that stuff and more. So if you want to listen, I think you can kind of listen to this stuff at any time. So it's a fun time to be at. Now, after this, in a matter of moments, downstairs, if you want to say hello and take a photo or shake my hand, or preferably a fist bump because I'm a bit of a germaphobe, if I'm being honest, unless you have any gloves that I can wear, like Howard Stern. Anyway, I'll do everything, even give you a hug if you want. Downstairs, I'll be there for the meet and greet, and then we can all go on our merry way. I just want to thank you all. Honestly, this means more to me than it does to all of you. It truly does. Thank you for coming. Thank you for doing this. Thank you to ESPN for allowing me to do this. Thank you to Elizabeth and the whole team. Thank you, New York Rick. Thank you, T. Thank you, Tessa. Thank you, everyone involved. I love you all. Have a good night. Much love. Peace. I'm out of here.